KO4VWA.
KO4VWA, KO4NUE.
I'm more awake now than I was earlier.
Everybody was dragging this morning. At least it seemed like it.
I admit, that's a little early, especially when I'm eating dinner at, during the net. So, and I stayed up a little bit, but not really late last night.
I didn't get home last night till 8:45. I had to go help my son with some stuff around his house, and then I was like you, I was eating supper while I was listening to the net, trying to do my business close out, and still had to get ready for the next day, all before I go to bed and get up at 4:30 in the morning.
We're going to figure out a schedule that we get a little more rest.
The thing for me is I only have to do it 4 days a week right now.
That's all I have too, so maybe I need to stop complaining. I'm not really complaining, but... This week, this Monday, though, Sunday night, I told you what happened there. I didn't get much rest. My daughter calling me at 1:50 in the morning saying she's on the side of the road coming out of Georgia.
And then it takes a while to catch up, something like that, recover.
Tomorrow, do you go down, you said you go down to the Michelin on Fridays, Michelin test track. Is that once a month?
That's correct, the first Friday of the month. So not this Friday, or not tomorrow, but... next Friday.
Other Fridays, you do what? Work on your business at home or do other stuff?
I work on the business at home. I do bookkeeping. I have warranty returns that I need to take care of and repairs and stuff like that. I use those days to get all that, try to get that stuff called up.
You're still working. You're just not getting paid for that. Or making money at that time, I guess. It all runs together, though.
Well, and it all depends on how you look at it. No, I'm not technically making money at that point, but I'm freeing up my time to make more money in those 4 days. That's how I look at it. But technically, no, I'm not making money that day.
Well, when you run your own business, anything you're doing for the business hopefully is geared towards making the money. When you just punch a clock like me, you're either on or off.
That's true, and I think most people, the reason they fail at business is because they come into it with the attitude that I can just work whenever I want to. At least that's what I see, and you just can't do that. At all. It's work all the time and take off a little here and there.
It takes a lot of sacrifice. It's I have a lot of respect for business owners, especially the ones who stick at it. It seems like most of the successful businesses are the ones that are grown organically. They started small without even the intention maybe of getting bigger, but just started out doing something they liked or something there was a need for and they were good at it.
It seems like it, and if you're happy doing it, you're going to have more fun at it, and it's going to be, and it encourages other people along the way, because, nobody wants to do business with a grumpy business owner. They all go find another way, but if you're pleasant to deal with, then they'll do more business with you, generally.
I've run into many a grumpy business owner through the years. And a lot of times I just look at them and say, look, you ordered this stuff. I'm just bringing it to you. What's your problem?
Comment. KO4NUE. Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Shane. Not trying to interrupt you, QSO, here for a minute. But, Patrick, I got a quick question for you. Where is your, is your location, where is your location? Over.
I am at the Lowe's on Wade Hampton.
Roger that. Thank you very much. Y'all have a wonderful day. KL4NUE clear.
KL4NUE. You pulled one on me the other night.
Let me, I'll give you a holler on landline. You, you available on the phone? Over.
Good morning, Shane. Good morning, Patrick. I hope y'all say goes well. I'm going to try to behave myself and restrain myself from airtime today. I'm going to take it easy. 73, cancel the vehicle.
Sounds like you're talking on the wrong side of your microphone. You were way, way, way down.
Didn't have my mic up close. How's that? Is that a little better?
Blew myself out of the vehicle here. Yes, much better. Good morning to you.
I hope you both have a good, successful day there today. Doggone it. It's past hump day. We deserve a good, clean one. Patrick, you're not working tomorrow, are you?
Out, no.
I wish you a good day today, bud. Everybody, it just seems like to close out the month, we ought to have a nice, good, clean, profitable day to cap it all off. You know what I mean?
But, gentlemen, I'm going to have to hop out for now. I'm at my next stop. So, Shane, Chad, Steve, y'all have a good day, and I will talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
Patrick, be careful of that big old truck out there today. Shane, I'm going to jump out, too. I didn't mean to jump all in the middle of you guys. I just wanted to tag Chad for a second. So, listen, be careful out there, too. You got, yours is bigger than Patrick's. Y'all be safe. K and 4, VWA, I'm out of the way. Clear.
And hello, Chad, too. Didn't mean to ignore you. You all have a good day. And 4 ZLK Mobile.
4HKX, KO4NUE. Shane, you still in there? Over.
Go ahead.
Would y'all mind having about a 1 minute QSO, please? Over.
Be around for a minute. So, Shane, where are you at today? You still over on 123?
Start out near Donaldson Center on 25. Head through Piedmont, and then over that way to Easley 123 area, and then back over to Whitehorse, Berea area, and then back into Greenville again.
I didn't know if you run the same route every day or a different one like I do every other day, every day of the week.
Same route every day. Occasionally, once a week or so, they'll put an extra delivery stop that's in my area that gets heavy. If you got a, you know, regular package car guy that delivers to a business and then one day they have 100 packages, well, those won't all fit on his truck. So they have to put it on the big trailer. So I have to do that once or twice a week. Sometimes I can go all week without that, but the rest of them are the same stops every day.
Fine. Like I said, I was just asking. I didn't know exactly how your route was structured. I know everybody does it a little different. So.
Is that okay, Mobile? How's that, Chad? Is that long enough?
4HKX, clear.
Sure.
Well, guys, I'm going to hop out. Y'all have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'm clear for now. 73.
Patrick,